This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There's still a lot of mystery about how personality forms. Researchers at Knox College are probing the mystery, and they hope for some help from the public. Andy Hurdle and Sarah O'Brien are both assistant professors of psychology at Knox. Hurdle says they would like to talk to mothers and their children who are between the ages of 11 and 14.
A younger population specifically for us was a way at seeing how this develops from the get-go, rather than trying to catch people later on and asking about their development of those behaviors or personality characteristics in retrospect.
What do we already know about personality at that age?
We know that's an age where things are really still changing. We don't start to see a lot of stability until people are in later adolescence. So catching children between the ages of 11 and 14 and then following them perhaps into that later adolescence gives us a unique chance to look at the development of personality and how it intersects with health behaviors and other types of symptoms.
You want mothers involved in this study, too. So how do they tie into the personality that someone at that age is developing?
What we think is that one of the things that may contribute to why people develop the health behaviors that they do and the personalities that they do is just similarities with who is bringing them up into the world, perhaps both naturally, like maybe there's just natural similarities because of biology, but also just because of being in the similar type of environment and having the same types of experiences.
Isn't that an age where perhaps outside influences are starting to play a role too?
Absolutely. And part of the research will let us know kind of what's missing from the model. And so we can see maybe what a parental influence is or what a person's own personality influence is, but we won't necessarily capture some of that external source. The more people that we can get to come in now, we hope to have the chance to follow them up over time, but certainly that can be a big challenge in research.
So this is not just something you're doing for a few months. You want to follow up over a longer period of time. Why is that beneficial?
By continuing to see how people are developing, we can get a better sense of how these behaviors and personalities unfold over time. If we only have one time point look at that, we really can't get an understanding of perhaps change, and then on top of that, what might be contributing to those particular changes.
What are you hoping to learn from this study?
Well, we think this is a unique opportunity to look at both adaptive but also maladaptive personality traits that might be involved in different types of health behaviors or symptoms. So we hope to get to learn how these things both change over time, so if we can follow people over the course of several years, as well as how similar mothers and children are on these traits. There's a lot we know about adaptive personality, but a lot less we know about maladaptive personality traits, as well as how they interact with health behaviors.
And can you explain adaptive and maladaptive?
Sure. So, personality is something that eventually becomes somewhat stable. It's something that guides the way we view the world, the behaviors that we engage in, how we interact with other people. And there are a lot of traits that are really helpful, right? So if you're conscientious, you're showing up to work on time, you're studying for your tests, that usually yields some positive outcomes. But sometimes there are traits that get in the way of that adaptive functioning. So somebody who might be prone toward, disinhibition or risk-taking might end up finding themselves in some trouble that they didn't expect. Some people are more prone to fear or worry, and that can interrupt one's ability to kind of get through the day in a way that feels helpful to them. And so understanding what these traits are, how they develop, can help us learn more about them, as well as how to help people cope or change.
And from a health behavior perspective, we think about things like exercise as being very adaptive behaviors because they can contribute to positive health, whereas things like excessive alcohol consumption or marijuana consumption may be maladaptive to the extent that they bring on negative health consequences.
Even if someone's not a parent or a child in that age range, why should they be interested in the research you're conducting?
Well, one, we think it's really exciting to be able to understand personality characteristics and personality traits in their development, as well as health behaviors. It also, in the long run, could help us understand how we can improve people's lives by maybe perhaps developing different interventions or different therapies so that we can suggest different ways that people might go about being in their daily lives or different things, different ideas about how they can, maybe develop positive health behaviors, for instance.
Yeah, and it's just a way to learn how to explain some behaviors that we all engage in, right, to understand those factors that can lead to them, whether they're modifiable or not. It is still helps us develop these explanatory models.
Do we already know a lot about how personality forms?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fair to say that we know a lot, but there's always, the more we know, the less we know. And so there's an unending amount of questions and always driving further pursuit and further explanation.
Now, I think that's one of the exciting things about the field of psychology is that a lot of our questions are still in their infancy, even though we do know a lot. There's just constantly new developments, and we're glad to be able to add a little increment of that with each study that we do.
Sarah O'Brien and Andy Hurdle teach at Knox College. They're recruiting mothers from West Central Illinois and their children between the ages of 11 and 14 for a study into how personality forms. They'll hold face-to-face conversations with the people in the study and will need about an hour of their time. Their responses are confidential. Those interested in participating can email the researchers at paks@knox.edu. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.